Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the latest in tech. I'm Alex, here to break down the complex into the digestible.
And I'm Jamie, armed with all the questions you're probably thinking, but too shy to ask. Today, we're exploring something that sounds straight out of a sci-fi novel, spatial computing.
Right you are, Jamie. Imagine a world where the digital and physical realms aren't just parallel universes, but intertwined. That's what spatial computing is ushering in. It's AR, VR, AI, and sensors all coming together for a full-on immersive experience.
So we're talking about stepping into our computer screens, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but for tech adults?
Exactly, Jamie. But instead of shrinking, you're expanding your reality. Let's start with the basics. Spatial computing uses space as its interface, blending digital info into our 3D environment. It's like your room becomes a canvas for any digital object you want.
Hold up, does that mean I could have a virtual pet tiger lounging on my actual couch?
Technically, yes, and you wouldn't need to feed it. The core ingredients here are augmented reality, or AR, which overlays digital elements on the real world, virtual reality, or VR, creating immersive spaces, and mixed reality, which merges both physical and virtual with real-time interaction.
That sounds awesome, but also a bit mind-boggling. How does it all work?
It's a blend of sensing, mapping, anchoring, rendering, and interacting. Cameras and sensors like LiDAR capture the geometry and motion around you. Then, using SLAM algorithms, no, not the poetry SLAM, but simultaneous localization and mapping, they build a 3D map of your environment.
So my living room could literally become a level in a game with furniture as obstacles?
Precisely. And with devices like the Apple Vision Pro and Meta Quest 3, we're seeing this tech leap from labs to our living rooms. These gadgets can map your space, anchor virtual objects to real-world coordinates, and render them in real time.
But what about touching these virtual objects? I mean, it's cool seeing them, but can you interact with them?
That's where haptic feedback systems come into play, giving you touch realism through gloves and wearables. Imagine feeling the weight and texture of a virtual ball or the resistance of a bowstring as you draw it in a VR game.
Wow, tech is getting freakishly close to magic, but what about the software making this possible?
It's all about layers. You have the sensor fusion layer, the framework layer with tools like ARKit for iOS, the AI layer for understanding objects and gestures, and the rendering layer for the visuals. Plus, the application layer is where developers create custom experiences, from training simulations to entertainment.
Speaking of, what are some real-world applications of this?
It's vast. In healthcare, AR-guided surgery is becoming a thing. Education sees interactive 3D learning. Even retail is transforming with virtual try-ons. The possibilities are as limitless as developers' creativity.
But it can't be all sunshine and rainbows. What's the catch?
Good point. The challenges include hardware cost, battery life, privacy concerns, and ensuring user comfort. Plus, there's the ongoing struggle for interoperability among different devices and platforms.
Seems like a few hurdles to jump over, yet the future of spatial computing does sound promising.
Absolutely. With the rise of the spatial web, also known as Web 3D or XR web, we're looking at a future where the internet itself becomes a spatial experience. Imagine browsing in 3D or visiting a website as if it's a place rather than a page.
Mind officially blown. I guess the next platform isn't on our screens. It's all around us.
Spot on, Jamie. And for anyone listening who's as excited as we are about this, now's the time to dive into the SDKs, join communities like OpenXR, and start shaping this new frontier.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech transforming our world.
And keep those curious minds active. Until next time, this is Alex.
And Jamie, signing off. Stay nerdy, fades in, then out.